Well, howdy people. Now there's been a couple of airlines that are starting to charge obese people for two seats instead of giving one free to them, which I think is long overdue, because it's the other passengers that subsidises it. In other words, their ticket is costing more. But here's an airline in Canada called WestJet, never heard of them, that is going to charge people extra for a reclining seat. Apparently on these new planes, not all the seats recline. So if you want one, you got to pay for it. Well, then they go just a bit further. Just have a plank of wood on the floor, and if you want a real seat with some cushions, you have to pay for it. Or maybe you should pay extra if you want from door to door sort of thing, airport to airport. Because if you don't pay for it, they just throw you out the door when they get reasonably close to the place you're going. But all joking aside, I don't believe they should have reclining seats on an airplane. Space is optimal enough. You should get a reclining seat and everything and plenty of room, obviously in first class. But think of it this way, if I was an airline person, you know, owned a company, you could have just stand-up places where you just stand there and they strap you in. Think how much more people you could get on the plane then. So anyway, would you pay extra for a reclining seat? I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And some of you people probably thinking that idea of mine about them all standing up on the plane because you get more in would be a bad idea because of the toilet and everything. Poppycock. You could just put a bucket behind everybody. Or stick a tube in them and it all goes into one sort of tank. The old airlines are having a hard time trying to make money. The biggest scam, of course, is the size of your bag you can put on and what weight. And I would say the best airline I've ever flown with, there's a couple of them. There's Ward Air, that was a Canadian one, who's no longer with us. Qatar I went with, they were nice. British Airways used to be good years and years ago, but now it's sort of a budget airline. And funny enough, Thai Airways is pretty good. Makes me want to fly out somewhere. I'm too old. I'm too poor. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy now.